This past week's parsha is Parsha Bereishis. So in Parsha Bereishis we have the parsha of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Chazal say, Rashi brings it, that until the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the man did not have a Yetzahara. Women did not have an evil inclination. It's only after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas that the Yetzahara was introduced to man. It's very difficult to understand this because we know that the whole purpose of the Bria, the whole purpose of creation, was that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Tachlis HaTov, Hashem is the absolute goodness. And what good means is that good means someone who is giving. And since Hashem didn't have who to give to, that's why Hashem created the world. So in order that he can exercise his essence of toiv, of goodness. But since goodness is not in its totality, if the person receives a gift, because people do not appreciate gifts, people are embarrassed by gifts, so therefore Hashem created free choice, that man should have the ability to choose between good and evil, and when a man chooses good over evil, then the person is deserving of the goodness that Hashem gives, and so thereby Hashem is able to exercise his ultimate goodness. Now, if there is no Yetzirah, then there is no reason why a person should choose bad over good. So then, what was the purpose of the Bria, if the purpose of the Bria was not to have a Yetzahara? Pasuk says, Hashem said to the Nachash, Hashem said to the snake, "Vayemer Hashem elokim al hanachash." So the pasuk continues later on, "Ve'eva ashis beincha ve'no isha ve'in zaracha ve'in zara." I will place hatred between you and the woman, between your descendants and hers. Hu yeshuv charoish, he will pound you on the head. Va'ata tishufenu akev, and you will hiss him at the heel. So, literally, the pasuk is telling us that if a person wants to kill a snake, the person has to pound it on the head. But if a snake wants to kill a man, the snake only has to bite him on the foot, on the heel. But I believe that there is a deeper meaning here. And since the Nachash represents, the Satan represents the Yetzahara, the pasuk is telling us here that we overcome the Yetzahara through the Reish, and that the Yetzirah overcomes us through the Ekev. And this needs understanding. Then Hashem says to man, to Adam, Ula Adam Amar, Hashem says to man, Ki shamata l'kod ha-shtacha, because you listen to the voice of your wife, v'toichal meno eisa she-tzivisicha le'ema lo'isoichal memenu, and you ate from the tree that I commanded you that you should not eat from it. Arudo Adam Baburacha, cursed is the land because of you. Now, it seems from this pasuk is that man, that Adam did two evils. One, he listened to his wife. And secondly, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's what the pasuk says. Ki shamata l'kol hashtacha, because you listened to the voice of your wife. And you ate from the tree. I mean, if listening to the wife was not part of the evil, then the pasuk should have just said, "Ki achalta meno eitz asher tzivisicha lemer lasoichal memenu," because you ate of the tree that I commanded you not to eat from it. Why does the pasuk have to mention "Ki shamata l'kol hashtacha," because you listened to the voice of your wife? Later on, the pasuk says that Hashem banished Adam from Gan Eden So Vayigodesh is Adam, Hashem banished Adam. Vayashkin v'kedem l'Gan Eden is Akruvim. Hashem placed to the east of Gan Eden Kruvim. Based Lahat Acherem Mistapechas and the blade of the revolving sword. Lishmoed is Derech Etzachayim to guard the path to the Tree of Life. So we need to understand what does the blade of the revolving sword mean. That is what Hashem chose to guard the path to the Tree of Life. So I'd like to suggest that, of course, before the chait of the Eitz Hadas, there was a Yetzahara. Because, as I mentioned, if there is no Yetzahara, then what's the point of the Bria? What, the creation has no purpose. However, the Yetzahara that we had before the chait of the Eitz Hadas was a Yetzahara that were actually, what was good, it was very clear that good is good and bad is bad. And of course, man had free choice to choose between good and bad. And of course, he had a Yetzahara to do bad. However, after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, a new Yetzahara was introduced. And that Yetzahara is the Yetzahara of Negius, the Yetzahara of biased. That a person can be so biased that one cannot see what is truly good and what is truly bad. To the point that good sometimes looks like bad and bad looks like good. Man is able to justify oneself to the point that that one can make something that is actually bad look like it's good. Or vice versa. After the chait of the Eitz Hadas, this concept of Yetzahara, of, as the Sfarim call it, a taruvis of Tevirah, a total mixture, a confusion of good and bad, came into the person, that one is not able to see clearly what is good and what is bad. So, now, in order to overcome our Yetzahara, it's not enough just to choose what's good, because we're not sure if what seems to us good is really good. It might just be that we're blinded by our self-involvement to think that it's good. The only way to know the difference is by finding someone that's objective. And that objective person should be able to tell us what is really good and what is really bad. Now, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Yetzer Toiv that a person has, the good inclination, is the person's seichel. That's the person's intellect. Our intellect knows what's good and what's bad. The Yetzahara is the heart. It's the heart that desires, that confuses things. It's the heart that gives us that sense of subjectiveness that doesn't allow us to think clearly. And that's why the pasuk says, "V'leisosuru achrei levavchem." Do not follow your heart. We're obligated to follow our seichel. So Hashem made it so. Hashem wanted that our seichel, that our intellect, should be mashpia to the lev. That the seichel should be the benefactor to the heart, meaning that the intellect should send messages to the heart as to what is really good and what is really bad, to the point that the heart should only desire that the intellect determines is good. So the seichel is supposed to be the mashpia, and the heart is supposed to be mekabel. The heart is supposed to be the recipient to receive the messages from the heart. It is not supposed to be the other way around, where the heart is mashpia to the seichel. Where the heart, because of its desires, decides what is right and what is wrong, and that sends messages to the intellect to confuse the intellect as to what is truly right or wrong. So the seichel needs to be the mashpia, and the heart needs to be the mekabel. Now we know that the mashpia is represented by the zohar, by the male, and the mekabel is represented by the female. So every person, both male and female, have a koil ish, they have the voice of the male, which is the voice of their intellect, and then they have the koil isha, they have the voice, the feminine voice, the female voice that comes from the heart. That's the voice of desire. And Chazal tell us, koil b'isha erva. Literally, Chazal are telling us that the voice of a woman is erva. That we're not allowed to listen to women sing. But according to what we're saying, there's something, Chazal is saying something a lot deeper than that. Chazal are telling us that the koil b'isha of every person, the female voice that's within every person, is calling a person to erva. That's desire. And this, I believe, is what Hashem told Adam. Ki shamata l'koil ishtecha. You listened to your koil isha. He wasn't scolding him for listening to Chava. There's nothing wrong with listening to one's wife. But ki shamata l'koil ishtecha, you listened to your own koil isha. You weren't listening to your seichel. Your seichel was telling you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And your heart was telling you to eat, and you listened to your heart. You listened to your koil isha. Ki shamata l'koil ishtecha, you listened to your koil isha. Yachalta, and you ate from the tree. And this is what Rabbi Nishlam says to the Nachash. Hu yeshuv charoish. Man will overcome you if he uses his head. If he uses his intellect. V'ata teshufenu akev. You will overcome him with the akev. Akev is Rosh HaTevis. Koil be'isha erva. You will overcome him if he listens to his koil isha. If he listens to his heart. Now, this concept of man justifying oneself since the chait of Adam HaRishon, and a person due to their bias is not able to see what is truthfully right or wrong, this is actually written in a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, "Alekim also as a Adam Yashar, veheima bikshu chishbonos rabim." Hashem created man straightforward, but they sought out many calculations. And Rashi explains on the pasuk there that this is referring to Adam HaRishon. That Hashem created man Adam Yashar. And through the chait of the Eitz Hadas, right now we're bikshu chashmoinus rabim. And according to what I'm saying, Elikim asas adam yashar means that Hashem created man straightforward, that a man can see exactly what's right and what's wrong. But because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, so now it's bikshu chashmoinus rabim, we're always looking for ways to justify ourselves and to transform good to bad and bad into good. This, I believe, is what the pasuk is telling us when it says that Hashem placed lat hacherev hamisapeches, Hacherev is Rosh HaTevis. Hema bikshu chishboinos rabim. They sought many calculations, which represents the confusion of good and bad, and how good is transformed into bad, and bad is transformed into good. That's why it's called Hacherev HaMisapeches. It's the Hema bikshu chishboinos rabim that turns everything over. It turns everything upside down. It transforms everything. Good to bad, bad to good, true to false, and false to true. And that is what doesn't allow a person to enter Gan Eden. Hacherev HaMisapeches. But the Eitzah is, Hu Yishuv HaRosh. The Eitzah is that we need to overcome the Nachash through the Rosh, through using our head. And a Rosh can also mean, meaning that it can mean a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rebbe. Every person needs to have somebody who is their Rosh. Who, when a person can't see what is true or false, or what is good or bad, because every person is subjective, they need to ask someone who is objective to be able to tell them where they might be making a mistake. And Rosh can also mean the beginning of the year. We just had a inspiration-packed couple of weeks. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chodesh Elul, Sukkot, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We had Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, Shana Rava. We had so much packed in these few weeks. So perhaps throughout the year, we have to look back at the Rosh. Whenever we have an assignment, whenever we have a test, we try to justify ourselves. Maybe what we need to think about is this something that I would do on Yom Kippur? Is this something I would do on Rosh Hashanah? Is this something I would have done on Hashanah Rabbah? Maybe that should be our grounds upon which we test ourselves to know whether we're seeing the truth or we're just justifying ourselves. So that's all included in Hu Yishuv HaRosh, that we can overcome the Nachash by using the Rosh, either by using our head, by using a Rav, or by using the beginning of the year. If there's a help, we should be zoche to serve Him ve'emes and to overcome the Nachash by Hu Yishuv HaRosh. Share with you another verse.